Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
You know it.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our beautiful radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. We pray, Allah, that you will have a wonderful day, enjoyable day, and receive the information and knowledge that you came from, that you might follow this path in the right way and please it. Today we will have another great show with Imam Shahid Shabbat hosting, and we want to again thank you for joining us this morning. As I can see, Imam Shahid Shabbat, sometimes he's a little late getting on. He's always inviting other guests and guest speakers, and so he's probably still there getting others to come on this morning. And this morning we will have a continuation of a most important subject about the world we live in. So much is going on, so much is happening now that's never happened before. But we are thankful. One moment, I believe I have remembered each of us to be blessed to live to see this time we're in, but we must understand why things are as they're happening as they are. And thus we want to do for you, Imam Shahid Shabbat, me, myself, and the guests, is to give you an understanding of the time you're living in today. And the subject today is, this world is evolving into nothing. Yes, that's what's happening to us. Happy? For many of you, we don't even need to say that. You can also see that. People, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, says in his last revelations and the Holy Quran that he created the material world and everything in it from nothing. Also, Allah says in the Quran that this world and everything in it is empty. So, people, we are a material world that has no value. So even the things and people in this material world have no real value. They are just an illusion that will soon pass away. People, your real life is in the hereafter. People, your real life comes out of a world that you can't see. This is the spiritual world of Allah. We are eternal. Yes, yes. We have a beautiful discussion, as you can see, for you. And Imam Shahid Shabbat is ready. I can hear him in the background. He's ready to come on and to bring you this beautiful, wonderful message. Please join us in the discussion by pushing the number one button, asking the question, or just commenting. Thank you. And now, Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam.
Yes, peace be upon all of the listening audience. We first want to thank Allah, our Creator, for waking us up this morning. Many folks, many people went to bed last night. Allah let them go to sleep. And Allah didn't put his life back in their body, and their body is dead, and they are gone. They're not here no more. I'm saying this to say, people, what the co-host was opening up with. Most people, beginning with the Muslims, the largest way of life or religion in the world. The majority of the people in this particular way of life, they are asleep spiritually to the true reality of Allah. Because you see them, most of them, they say they got faith in Allah, and they believe in Allah and follow His Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. But you look at their actions and how not only they treat each other, but how they treat other people who are not of this particular, that they know that have professed this particular way of life, which that's not their business, no way. But I'm just saying, you see a world full of loss. Muslim, Christian, Jews, I'm starting with the religious community. Politicians, we know they're corrupt. So we're living in a world of corruption. And the only way to come out of this world of corruption and evil is the same way that we brought it in. Now I'm going to start off with our fatah and then we'll continue. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, Sirata Alladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim wa Ad-Dallin. Amen. We just said, people, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the guardian, evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer, and creator of all worlds. The most gracious, the most merciful, the master, the ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine alone we seek for aid in all our affairs. We ask Allah to show us today, people, and the rest of our life, the straight way, His straight way, the way that leads straight to Allah. And protect us from being of those who go astray from His straight path after He have created us and set us on His straight path. Amen. Yeah, so, you know, we want to continue this talk about understanding what is real life and what is real death. We see many people, many, many people, more people dying faster now than ever before. Down here in North Carolina, we've been having spring-like days, even today. Then we had day before yesterday, we had snow. Now, these are just some of the signs, ayat means sign, that's letting us know, that the creator of the heavens and the earth, he's not absent. You know, in the Christian Bible, they say, the God they're talking about, say He created the world in the 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested. How can the creator rest and the world go on? He's the one sustaining the world. That's impossible. I'm saying this not the put down the Christians or anybody. The truth is for everybody. So if you're a Christian and you believe in the truth, then you will accept Islam. Because Islam is the truth that Prophet Jesus taught. Islam is the truth that Prophet Moses taught. Islam is the truth that Prophet Abraham taught. Islam is the message of truth from Allah, the Creator, that Prophet Noah, Lot, Jonah, I could go on and on. It ain't but one creator, Allah. And Allah, this one creator, sent messengers, all the messengers and prophets, to call us back to His truth and His light when the world had become so spiritually ignorant of the creator. And it was like today, and most people were worshiping idols instead of worshiping the one that created the idols. You don't worship the idol, people, the things you see. You worship the one behind everything you see. You don't worship yourself, people. You worship the one inside of you, who created you, who keeping you alive. And I was thinking earlier, before the program, and I said, could have been yesterday, that, you know, Allah said with every breath of our life we have died. And we see this, like the sister say, we ain't got to have an education. We ain't got to have no formal education. You can look. You got eyes. If you got eyes, you can look and see all these things that's happening, all these people dying, and you know that this world, Allah will not allow this world to go on with all this wickedness and evil that's going on in the government and religion and just in the life of people in general, the majority of people. And Allah's allowing evil to destroy itself fast. And this part of my talk, I want to say and conclude with this. Allah say the evil results of the generations in the past, the evil results of their own deeds, evil deeds, came back on them and destroyed them. And Allah say the evil results of this generation will soon come back on them and destroy them too. And guess what? It's happening right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And as you can see again, we're bringing a strong message to you about the world we live in, so that you will understand why you see it in the condition that it's in. It's because of you, yes, all of us. We have an obligation to our Creator. And we believe this world, most believe this world is here forever. They don't want to believe that the world is going to end. They don't want to believe that they're going to end. But the reality is we're all just an illusion, as the Imam Shaheen Shabazz says. We're here 1 minute and gone the next. Nobody knows when they're leaving. And then it is as though you never existed, except in the souls and hearts of those you touched while you were on this earth. So people, take seriously the teachings that you hear here and think them over. Think in your heart, because all of this is nothing. You now see nothing but grass and trees growing in empty spaces that once were buildings and homes, beautiful buildings and homes that you know of. Look at California and the fire that burned up so much of the land, even the whole town. Look at the places that have been flooded out with weather, with storms, earthquakes, rain, and what happens after that? It's all gone. It has to be cleaned up. And once it's cleaned up, it's as though it never existed before. Understand, people, that we are all an illusion. Anything that is here now and gone the next minute, it's an illusion. It's not for real.
That's right.
So the world is not.
That's right.
There is no value. The only value is your Creator. And the only enjoyment you should get is in pleasing Him and striving to understand why you are here. He put you on here temporarily to test you, to test your good deeds. Who is best in conduct? Who, in other words, who is obedient to Him and His will? Who will listen, hear, and obey? Some people, we want you to, as you listen, join us. Let us hear from you. Ask questions. Give comments. But take seriously what you're hearing from us. And as I can see now, we don't have any guests, I think, to bring us any information yet. So therefore, we will continue from here with Imam Shaheen Shabazz. And yes, you are listening to the Smiley broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us, and if you didn't, invite others to join also. Now, Imam Shaheen Shabazz.
Yes, assalamu alaikum again. People, I just want to say most people in this world, they have opened up their hearts, and you can see it in their actions, to evil, and they have closed their hearts to the truth of the Creator and trying to understand the purpose of life for which He created us. And people, when you do this, You no longer have a life. You are dead. You're no longer alive. Because life can only come from the Creator. Excuse me. And when you forget the Creator that created your life, then you have forgotten your life. You don't know what your life is no more. You might think your life is the life of a horse, a monkey, a baboon. The human being has been blessed by Allah higher than all other creatures on earth with what's called faith and intelligence. And so the human being have a freedom that other animals don't have of choice to choose their life. And most people have chose their life to be only the animal or the material part of their life, the animal part of their life, and the spirit inside of their body that is their life of the Creator, Allah, they have just disregarded that life. And as the sisters say, they act as if though they're going to be around here in this world forever with these little trickers and illusions they call material things. I just wanted to mention him as an example for all of you all who are listening and who might not be listening. You know, people like the brother Kobe Bryant, may so rest in peace, and his family. I liked it, the brother. But somebody had said that to me last night about the pilot said if he had looked at the weather report and knew that he needed to go up higher or something, that wouldn't have never happened. And I had to bring him around to reality and let him know, I understand what you're talking about on a technological or physical plane, but what about on the spiritual plane? Who controls life and death? Who's the one that can't nothing happen in the heavens or the earth without his knowledge or permission? Then he began to come back around to his senses, because whenever anybody dies, whatever way people die, whatever's going on in the earth, it cannot happen without the Creator's divine knowledge and permission. He ever permitted. It's just like, like I say, you know, people want to believe in, most people want to believe in the things that they see. And they want to believe that their life is in the hand of man, like the guy driving the helicopter. What this guy was saying is that he was in control, not God. If he had looked at the weather, he could have controlled the plane or helicopter, and they wouldn't have got killed. That's not true at all. That's to deny the Creator having power over everything in the heavens and the earth. The Creator, Allah, he's the one that controls life, death. He controls what's going to happen now, in the future, and in the hereafter. And Allah say in his final revelations in the Holy Quran that Allah, the Creator, he is the giver of life and death. And Allah say if he give no one life, they have no life. So most people don't have a life because they have turned their backs on their Creator. They have forgot their Creator, so they have no life. And you've also heard the saying, when you have no life in you, then what happens is this. Evil takes over your life. Evil replaces your life. And evil begins to destroy your life. And not only your life, but destroy all life, not only human life, but destroy the world, period. Because the nature of evil is like fire. Like the sister said about California, it didn't just burn a few of those houses out there. It burnt a whole city. That's the nature of evil. Evil is not going to stop on its own. If people, Allah say, he will never stop evil in the life of people until people first stop the evil that's in their heart, being selfish. You see, Allah say all the good that happens to people come from Allah. The Creator, he's all good. And Allah said all the evil that happens to people come from themselves. So people, The world won't get no better if you just let it be. See, you got to change this world. Not just you and me, but you got to change your world first inside of you, your mind, your world, your soul. And then you'll be in a position to help change the outer world from this evil and destruction. But it begins with you. Recognizing who you are and what your real life is. Recognizing you are a creature of the creator of the heavens and the earth. And your real life he created in you is not your body, your flesh, it's your soul. So people, this is why today most people are walking dead. They are dead to this truth we're talking today and this understanding that we're talking today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you again for joining us this morning. And we bring to you a most important message from the Creator to you, that your purpose in life is to please Him for His pleasure, not for man's pleasure, not to compete against and outdo one another in this materialistic foolishness that's out here. Thus, to distract you, that's all it is, distraction. And take your soul to the hellfire. But there's nothing in it. The same thing is going to happen to you, it's going to happen to it. It's going to be destroyed one day. And before you can get it good, you don't have it. You use it for a minute, and then it's gone. But yet you will kill yourself over it. You will do fight over a cult with a crazy name, a label somebody put on it. Does that make any sense at all? You go and shoot somebody, steal some shoes somebody made and put a name on.
Mm-hmm.
People, that's ridiculous. That you do not value life to the extent that you're going to go and kill somebody with a piece of material that will only last so long. Even if you live, you will outlive it more than likely. You have to throw it away soon. And you kill somebody over it. Yeah. If you wear it a couple of times, nobody recognizes it anyway. They don't care anymore. They might see you from them saying that. Nice shoes, nice whatever slang they use. You got on your feet, you know. And then they don't pay any more attention. And you're just walking around the same shoes as though they never existed. Yet some poor soul has gone away because of you and your actions. So people, we must understand that evil Shaitan is within us. We have allowed ourselves to listen to the wrong messages on earth. Instead of listening to Allah, listening to our soul and going within it, Imam Shahid Shabazz says, checking out ourselves, knowing who we are, understanding why we are, and striving to be the best of character, the best of person, to please Allah, we are allowing ourselves to listen to each other and listen to nothing but evil. And now, people, I see again that at this moment, our guest has been come on for today, so we're going to have the continuation of the message from Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. We will be glad to continue. And see, this is another thing right here that I want to mention. I was saying last night, I'm almost sure last night, I was saying how people got their priorities, the majority of them, Muslims, Christians, the majority of them, out of order. They'd rather watch a basketball game or a football game than to listen at the message of Allah's truth that will help them save their immortal soul. They'd rather be doing anything, sport and play, any lustful activity, anything that's ungodly, they'd rather be doing that than to be listening at truth and righteousness from their Creator that will help them to understand how to prepare their self back to the journey to Him, which they know they're going to die. They say they believe of a great majority of them, but they don't prepare for death. You can see they don't prepare for death because they're acting like this life right here going to live forever. They're going to live forever here. They're acting like this is already heaven. So, people, what we want you to understand here is this, is that this world is not going to just get better, and we can't blame one man like Donald Trump for the world being in the shape it's in. Each individual human being is responsible for the world being in the shape it's in. Allah said he created us as nations, people, tribes, all over the world, that we might get to know each other, not hate and despise each other, and want the good for each other and help each other in good and righteousness and forbid each other from unrighteousness and evil. So we got a job. That's our job. Most of us ain't doing our job. Like the sister said, we're so caught up, most people into their own self. Evil, they ain't got no time for nobody else and nothing else but just their own evil. And then they think that just going to voting, politics don't change the world. Politics ain't never changed the world to from evil to good. So you can forget about that. Then some say, well, you got to vote. If you don't vote, then they can just do anything they want to do to you. They can't do nothing of the sort. They can do anything they want to do to you if the Creator allowed them to do it to you, the government. So what you're saying when you say that, you're saying you believe, even though you say you believe in God, if you say something like that, you don't believe in the Creator. You don't even know the real Creator because he got power over the government. He got power over everything he created in the heavens and earth. So how in the hell are you going to give a man power? It's just like somebody said the other day, said when you go to hospital, it ain't the doctors that heal you. They mostly have you sleep and come in and check on you. The one that's healing you is the one you can't see. It's your Creator. He have all power. So as long as people continue to give power and think they got power, they will be given evil power over themselves and evil power over this world we're living in. So I want to share with you, all of you who want to divide religion, and this is how people are divided from themselves and conquered. Allah said he created all mankind as one human family. We all supposed to be one in our thinking, one in our love for one another, because our Creator is one, and he's all love. Allah says here in his final revelations in the Quran, it's Surah 4, Al-Nisa. Allah say, Allah have sent thee, Prophet Muhammad, inspiration, as Allah sent his inspiration to Prophet Noah and the messengers after him. Allah say he sent inspiration to Prophet Abraham, Prophet Ishmael, Prophet Isaac, Prophet Jacob, and the descendants, their descendants. He said he sent inspiration to Esau, or the one they call Jesus. He said he sent his inspiration to Prophet Job, Jonah, Aaron, and Solomon. And he said he sent his inspiration to Prophet David. And he said he gave to Prophet David the gift of the song, Palms. Allah say of some of his messengers, he have already told us their history in the Quran. Allah said of other messengers, the majority of them, he have not. And Allah said to Prophet Moses, he spoke direct. Allah said messengers who gave good news as well as warning that mankind, after the coming of the messengers, should have no plea against Allah that I didn't know. No, for Allah is exalted in power, all wise. But Allah beareth witness that the truth Allah have sent to Prophet Muhammad, Allah have sent this truth for all people from Allah's own knowledge. And Allah saying the angels bear witness to Allah's truth in the Quran and all his revelations. But Allah said he's enough for a witness of his truth. Allah said those who reject faith in Allah and keep people away from the way of Allah, the hypocrites, he said they have strayed far, far away from his straight path. Allah said those who do wrong and reject faith in Allah, their creator. Allah said he will not forgive them on the day of judgment, nor guide them to any way except the way of hell, to dwell therein forever. And this to Allah, people, Allah say is easy. So people, in my conclusion in Ayat 170, Allah say, O humankind, O mankind, the messenger Muhammad have come to you, all people, in truth with the Quran from Allah. Allah say, believe in his truth. Allah said, it's best for you people. Allah said, but if you reject faith in his truth and unseen reality, eternal reality, Allah said to him, Allah belong all things in the heavens and the earth. And Allah said, he is the all-knowing and the all-wise. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us, and we pray that you are receiving what you came for, the food that you were just hungering for. We pray we are serving that plate to you today. And we want you to, again, join us. Comment, your comments. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know how you're feeling about the message we're bringing to you. Ask questions. Give comments. Join us. Now, I'm going to give everyone a chance that I see in the speech board in case there is something that you want to say at this time. I will have you to do that. Now, you don't have to, you don't want to give a comment. You can just listen. That's wonderful. We're just glad to have you. But we also want to hear from you and know what it is that you are thinking. And also give us some information that we might need to give everyone a better understanding. And now the first number I see is the 313-412-1273. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Okay, there's no response there. We have a listener here. I believe all these listeners are not sure. As I say, I don't know what you're thinking, whether you at this point would like to have a comment, to give a comment or not. Sometimes you thought, oh, I don't want to, I'm not going to, you hear something that really touches you. Oh, I think I'll comment on that, you know. So this is why we do this. And the next number I'm going to call is 336-918-2640. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right. And our last number here is another 313. We have two 313s today for 223152. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I believe this person is trying to say something. I come on, wake up. Can you hear me? Oh, that's pretty busy. It's me and doing something. So, they more than likely, I can hear something in the background there. They're probably doing something at this particular time. People, this is the choice for you. It's your show. Not just Imam Shahid Shabazz, Sister Isla, and our guest speaker. It's for all of you. Mainly for you, actually. We want to hear your comments like you want to hear from us. And we want you to ask questions, to know that you have an understanding of know what it is that we need to do to improve in presenting the message to you so that you will understand. So please, at some point, give us a comment every now and then, okay? Just ask a question, if nothing more. And now again, Imam Shahid
Shabazz. Assalamu
alaikum. Oh, yes, it was
Malik. Yes, we just want to say, people that's listening, you know, when you're being taught, even when we was in, you know, grade school, if you never ask questions, you never got the best understanding. I remember times in school, and I've done it to myself, I got retained, set back 1 year. But I was playing all the time when I should have been doing my homework. Just like most people like to play sports and play NFL, NBA, all this, and lottery and all of that. They'd rather be playing in some activity rather than doing their homework. What homework is we talking about? The homework of trying to prepare themselves every day to get back to their creator and his eternity. We're just in school here. This is not going to last. We don't stay in school all our life. We graduate eventually, right? Well, we're going to eventually graduate from here through death. And then we go into the one that's going to be there to judge us based on our life, short life here, how we lived our life, Allah, and how we, not talked our life, but how we lived our life, you see. I say that for a reason. You got a lot of people talking faith, but the world would not be in the shape it's in with people if most people were living by faith, which is living with the fear of Allah, that even though I don't see my creator, live with the fear, same fear as if though you did see him and know he do really see you and see what you're doing and everything is being recorded, that you're not getting away with any wrong. And just because he give you extended time on this earth don't mean you got more time to continue to play and practice your hypocrisy and practice your deadly spiritual games of trying to, you know, want the riches of this world and call yourself striving for the riches in the eternal heaven and of Allah in the heaven. You can't do it. It will never work, people. So this is a section of the Quran I want to mention, Surah 79. And beginning, introducing to Surah 79. I want to read this. It's very important. And it's very important to us to understand, because this is no joke, people. This is a serious show. They're not just the show, but the message in the show. And you need to really take it to heart. And even though you might not say and have anything to say, you need to open up your heart and let your heart receive, your soul receive the message of your creator, and start, you know, trying to incorporate all that your creator say in your life and all that you think, forget about. And in other words, you should understand that the angels in heaven, we're supposed to be like them as human beings. When their creator or our creator, Allah, give them a command, a job to do, the angels in heaven say, we hear and we obey. This is how we are supposed to live down here on earth as human beings. When our creator give us a command, or order something to do, we're supposed to say, I hear and I obey. We're not supposed to have any options in our choice, but he allows us to have options if we want to, and look at what the options lead us to. Evil and destruction when we follow ourselves rather than following the will of our creator, which is all good. The creator say, never can evil escape Allah's order and law. Allah say his angels are ever present to bring the wicked people to their barrens, and Allah say his angels are ever they ever strive and press forward to bring comfort, succor, and Allah's mercy to those who seek Allah's mercy. Allah said, then will come the day of judgment when the proud people here shall be humbled that day. He said, though they deny the coming judgment day. Allah said, what happened to Pharaoh? He flouted Allah's message specially sent to him by Prophet Moses and arrogantly proclaimed like the American government, I'm your Lord, Most High. Allah said he perished in this life, and Allah said Pharaoh will answer for his deeds in the next life. But Allah said, can ye not see, people, the mighty works of Allah in the heavens and on earth? The darksome splendor of the night with its stars and the daylight splendor of the sun. Allah say how the earth with its spacious expanse and its mountains yields moisture and pasture and feeds and sustains human beings and cattle through Allah's wise providence. Allah say, oh people, transgress not all his boundaries, his more boundaries, and earn not the fire of punishment. See, if you go to hell, people, you earn that. But Allah say, fear him, fear to do wrong, and fear his judgment, and prepare for his judgment, for the judgment day that's coming soon, Allah say, and prepare for the garden of a perpetual, everlasting blitz. Allah say, delay not. Don't delay, people. Allah say the judgment is sure and it's near. Can come right now while I'm talking to you for any of us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Again, you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabak. For those of you who are just joining us, we want to let you know that you're on the right show. This is Imam Shahid Shabak and the reality of the Creator. Today's discussion is, this world is evolving into nothing, as we can see with our plain eyes now. And the Imam Shahid Shabazz has been speaking beautifully and giving you a wonderful understanding of the reality of the statement of this message today. And people, that makes me think, you know, we will go, most people will go, I will say it that way, to the ball game, see, I mean, they're crowded, they're filled. They're filled with people. You can't even find a seat to sit in. They're so crowded. Big stadiums. Thousands of people pay not under $50. $50 or more for a ticket to watch somebody throw a ball and hoop and holler and hit the ball to get the ball to a certain goal. They will go to see this pop singer, to see this famous rap singer, reggae singer. They go to all this entertainment, places filled, crowded, with tickets no less than $25 or more. No seat, can't even find a seat to sit in. But how many people will go to their religious service on the religious day that they have one day a week and use it by an hour to no more than 2 hours at most? They can't go there on the Friday, Saturday, or Sunday service. The seats are almost empty. The building's not even half full, the place. People, that coffee shop, where who you associate with the most, who you think about the most, who entertains you the most, that's your God. That's your God. That's who you've chosen for your God. Whether you have an understanding or not, you give more time to that person or thing than you give to your Creator. You listen to them before you listen to your Creator. And I was reading in the Surah 3 of the Quran, the ayat, the few ayats here, beginning with ayat 28, it says, let not the believers take protectors, unbelievers, rather than believers. If any do that, then nothing will there be help from Allah, except by way of precaution, that ye may guard yourselves from them. But Allah cautions you to remember Himself. For the final goal, people, your final goal is to Allah. Say, whether ye hide what is in your heart or reveal it, Allah knows it all. He knows what is in the heavens and what is on earth. And Allah has power over all things. On a day when every soul will be confronted with all the good, it has done and all the evil it has done, it will wish there were a great distance between it and its evil. But Allah cautions you to remember himself, and Allah is full of kindness to those that serve him. Beautiful, beautiful teaching.
Absolutely.
From Allah. Yes. Think about it. Think about it seriously. Take it seriously. And now we have a guest speaker here that I see. He's come on. I want to speak to that you can call on. And he is from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Our beautiful Imam and brother, Abdul Kareem. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, how's the brother and sister today?
Very good, our brother, and we hope you are the same.
I am, thank Allah. I am doing well, mashallah. Just left the county jail over here in Winston and, had a good conversation with the brothers and kind of jumped on the show to kind of listen and learn and, hear some things that are always pleasing and energizing to my heart. Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to point out, one or two things that we talked about at the county jail today that, may benefit the believers as far as the topic that you guys are talking about this morning. And sometimes you got to move. To put it real simply, is sometimes you got to make hijra from where you are. If where you are is corrupt, or you just stay in corrupt environments and you just keep finding bad people and bad things to do in your area, sometimes you got to move. Allah made the earth spacious. And he made the earth spacious, but he made us to obey him. And it's a spacious earth, so if you can't obey him because your environment is constantly calling you to things that are bad for you, then you may have to move. These guys that, I was talking to today seem to keep finding their way back to the same situation. They'll get out and maybe a year will go by and I don't see you at the mosque, I don't see you anywhere, and then they find themselves back, right back in the county or right back at the jail. And sometimes, I told them today, sometimes, if you can't do good where you are, for whatever reason, your environment is not conducive to you being good or worshiping your Lord in a way that's pleasing to him, and you keep going back to corrupt, foul behavior as if it's okay, you may just have to move. And I just wanted to, make that point that the earth is spacious. You don't have to be in Winston-Salem. You don't have to be in Greensboro. You don't have to be in Charlotte. You don't have to be in your city in New Jersey. You don't have to be in Ohio or Detroit. You could be anywhere. And if where you are is not conducive to good behavior, and by good behavior I mean behavior that's pleasing to your Lord, then sometimes brother or sister might have to make hijra and move. And that's just a point that was sticking in my head this morning. So I just wanted to share that and say I think it goes along with, some of the things that you're saying, and let you elaborate, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Abdul Kareem, okay. And we appreciate your comments and concerning the inmates in the county jail, because it's just pitiful how over 70% are repeat offenders. Yeah. And it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And it's a vicious cycle based upon what we're talking about today, because now I want to just go back just a little while. Well, a moment, momentarily, back in history. Our foreparents, the African-American people here in slavery over 400 years ago, they had shackles around their feet and hands and stuff, and they was always had guards over them, just like the modern-day prison, with shotguns and stuff ready to kill them if they didn't keep working slave labor. Well, today, most African-American people in general, they want to act like we're free. Well, what is freedom? If you keep doing wrong just in your individual life, you're not free. You know, most people don't look at freedom as being free to do what's right. Most people, Muslims too, they look at freedom as being having an opportunity to do what I want to do. Just like the sister said, it could be time for our salat, our prayer, and I've done it myself in my early days in my ignorance. You'll watch the football game on out and say, well, I'll make my prayer after the game is over with. Oh, you going to put the football game as your God over Allah. Where's your faith at? You believe in Allah or the football game. And don't let your team win. Oh, man, you celebrate like you done already got a ride to heaven. You know, you celebrate like you're in Jeddah. Oh, man, my boy's got it, man. I'm telling you, we fought hard. But people won't fight hard like that to try to understand Allah, the Creator, and why did he put me here? I got a purpose down here on earth. And the Creator then told you what your purpose is. He said your purpose, he created you, he created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know and love each other and not hate and despise each other. And he said for us to want for our brother what we want for ourselves of his goodness. And he said for us to be helpers of each other in kindness, in righteousness, and forbid each other from all that's evil. So that's what our purpose is being here, to keep this world righteous. But you can't make the world righteous outside of you if the world ain't right inside of you. The world for the human being ain't the material world outside. The world for the human being is the world of their soul and their thinking. And a group called The Stylistics made a song called People Make the World Go Round. Well, that's right. People do make the world go round. The world is no good without people in it. Allah put people down here on the earth for a reason, just like he created everything in creation for a reason. And everything he created for the reason he created is carrying out that reason. It never stops. Only one that's not carrying out the majority of them, the reason he created them, is man and woman, the human being. They want to do what they want to do. And they'll even lie on Allah, lie on the Creator and say, he say, it's all right to drink this wine. He says, it's all right to fornicate because he forgive all sin. So he said, it's all right for me to commit adultery. All I got to do is just ask forgiveness. So you see, this type of conduct, Allah said, this is why evil done took over the world, because you got too much hypocrisy in all religions, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, hypocrisy. Allah said, when you confuse your faith, your Creator said, when you confuse Allah, your Creator, everybody, your faith with your wrongdoing, he will not guide you, and he will not protect you from your own evil. He didn't say Satan, your own evil, because you know what you're doing, and you just want to do it anyway, and you know what he wants you to do, but you don't want to do what he wants you to do. And then my conclusion for now, the Creator Allah say that the Satan and this evil in this world and our evil self calls us to the evils of this world. But Allah said he also calls us to in our soul, in our conscience and heart. And Allah said, but his call is to an eternal home of peace. He said, who will answer his call? And one brother said last night, most people, they want to get their heaven now. They want that quick, that quickness of things. They want Allah. They want their, and then like the brother said, after Allah answer their prayer, they forget about Allah, and they go to worshiping the things that he gave them and forget about the Creator they prayed to, even if they're sick. Most people, the majority of them, he healed their body, and let them go on with good health for a while, and they continue right on forgetting him and doing what they want to do and forgetting about their responsibility to show their gratitude to their creator by living what? A good life, which is not for his benefit. It's for their own benefit. Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And today's discussion, this world is evolving into nothing. And some might say it has already evolved into nothing, or it's always nothing, so to speak, with the understanding that we have of the world is nothing. But people, you're here, as you now said, in this world for a purpose and a reason. Allah put us on this earth. Obviously, most of us are confused and don't know what direction to look in or go in to serve Allah, to find and discover the purpose and reason, because we all headed following man into the wrong direction. As they say, we're following the Pied Piper. And where's the Pied Piper leading us? Straight to the sea. And what will happen to you in the sea? If you can't swim, you're going to drown. If the water's still too high and too deep, you're still going to drown. But most of us are allowing ourselves to be led to the sea and not searching or even looking for what our purpose is on earth, what our Creator has us for. We're afraid to even walk to the door, to the building that we have to serve him and open those doors. And I guess we're afraid that we're going to get so caught up in what's so good that we're going to forget this evil out here, and you don't want to forget the evil. Whatever the purpose, people, okay, this world is nothing. The true reality is back to our Creator, where we came from. And that's what we should be striving to find out how to get there, what we need to do to get back to our Creator in a pleasing way, so that he will be pleased with us. And now we'll give you Allah our Imam from Mr. Salem to have a little to say some more to say I can stay here at this time. Imam Abdul Kareem.
Assalamu alaikum. And that's
Alhamdulillah.
And that's exactly what it is. Because I mean, I ask the brothers, I say, what is it, you know, what phone call that you get? What is it about the society that you're in that keeps bringing you back to behavior that you're not even pleased with, behavior that you know is wrong, behavior that you know is not conducive to you being successful, not in this life, but in the next life, you know? And if that behavior is so strong that it calls you to do things even though you know it's not pleasing to your Lord, then like the sister said and like the brother said, that's your God. That's what you're worshiping. That's what you're, you know, that's what's in charge. That's what's calling the shots. And if it's not Allah, if the Lord of the world is not the one who's calling the shots, after he created you, gave you a tongue, a eye, two lips, two ears, two legs to walk with, air to breathe, water to drink, after he given you everything, you don't want to worship the Lord, you want to do something else, then that other thing is your Lord. You worshiping the other thing, you know, whatever it is. And if that call is so strong, sometimes you got to just move. That's what my point was. You got to go. If you sitting in here, and when I say in here, I'm in the jail with the men that are there. If you sitting in here 6 months, 8 months, a year, 2 years, and you can look back at your bad behavior and say, that was really stupid behavior, or that was real poor judgment I used, you know, that was really bad decision I made that got me into this situation, and we could say that and all agree on it right now, and then you're going to leave out of here, and in 2 months you're going to get a phone call or whatever, and you're going to do the exact same thing that got you in here, then you either a slave to something that is more, that has more control over it than you have over it, okay, either that, or you just love being in here. And I think it's the first one. You a slave to something besides your Lord. You a slave to these streets, and these streets are undefeated. All right? These streets don't take L's. They don't take losses. These streets are streets take wins. The only way you get you don't take a loss if you out here running around in these streets is if you worship in your Lord.
That's right.
If you worship in your Lord. And if you try to put something else in front of whatever your Lord has commanded you to do, you are taking that thing, that person, that situation, you are taking that as your new Lord. And you tell
right.
the real Lord, the only one worthy of worship and truth, you telling that Lord that, hey, I need you to take a back seat to my friends that's calling me, or back seat to these people that I'm trying to impress, or back
seat that's
to
right.
this, you know, to this whatever it is. You know, you telling your Lord he's got to take a back seat to whatever else is calling you. And I think that's a clear message, even though none of us are perfect, and sometimes we're going to make mistakes, but we need to know our Lord is first, and he doesn't need our worship. Like Imam Shabazz said, the Lord does not need our worship. We're not worshiping our Lord because it makes him more powerful or him stronger or makes Allah, excuse me, I'm saying him, but, you know, it's my lack of vocabulary that caused me to say things. But you're not making the Lord any greater or any weaker by worshiping him. All you're doing is getting in a position where you may earn Allah's mercy. So you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it because the Lord is the only thing worthy of worship anyway, in the first place. So we're just doing what we're supposed to do when we worship our Lord. We're not, you know, our Lord doesn't need our worship or our prayers. We do. We need to worship our Lord. And when we don't do that, we are slaves to whatever else is calling us outside of what our Lord has called us to. And when you're a slave to something outside of your Lord, you're not heading in the right direction. You know, we wouldn't be heading in the right direction. And sometimes it's better, you know, if those demons or those people that are calling you have too much power over your will, you might need to move and find a new place. A new place.
That's
to go,
right.
You know, somewhere
That's right.
where you could go and worship your Lord and get closer to your Lord, because your Lord is the only reality. Everything
That's right.
out here, these trees, this earth, this car that you're sitting in, the table that you're sitting at, the radio that you're listening to, the phone that you're talking into, none of that is going to matter. Kobe Bryant passed away, multi-millionaire, 100 times over, multi-millionaire. What's going in the ground with that young man? What's
Nothing.
Going in the ground with that young man except his deeds? And whatever deeds that he did that he didn't do for Allah's pleasure don't even count for anything but this dunya, but this earth,
That's
this
right.
worldly life. So this worldly life, you could have whatever he had, $600 million. I take a beat-up car back and forth to work. You take a private jet or a helicopter to basketball games.
Sure.
The only thing that's going in the ground with both of us is our deeds. And the
that's
only
right.
deeds that are going to be accepted to the Lord of the world is the ones that we did for his sake, the ones that we did to please him, the ones that we did
That's right.
knowing that he is the final end of every single one of us. The Lord of the world is the final end. He's our final destination. So you could have 100 million, 200 million, 600 million. You could take the bus to work, ride a bike to work, ride a skateboard to work, or take a private jet. You going in the ground with your deeds. And if all the deeds that you did were to please the people on this earth, then that's all you're going to get. The people are going to say, hey, you did a lot of good deeds. Good for you. And now you're in the ground trying to get to paradise, and paradise gates are not going to open up for you because you haven't done anything to please your Lord.
That's right.
All that money doesn't please your Lord. It's all his anyway. Allah
it sure
owns
is.
Everything. Right. It's
sure
all
do.
Allah's anyway. So he distributes it how he will, how he chooses to distribute it. He makes one person rich, one person poor. He makes one
That's
person
right.
beautiful, One person not so beautiful. One person strong. One person weak. One person tall. One person short. It's all his. It's all Allah's anyway. So he distributes it how he wishes. The thing is, the rich man and the poor man, the strong man and the not so strong man, the handsome man and the not so handsome man, the tall man and the short man, all have to do deeds only to please their Lord, because that's all that's going to count for us when we go in that hole in the ground. And when we go in that hole in the ground, we give up everything. And I don't know what Kobe's fate is going to be, because it's between him and his Lord. But
that's
to be
right.
able to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, for me, for us out here, still on earth, able to say, there is no God worthy of worship and truth except the creator of the earth and everything in it. That's Allah, who we've been told to call Allah. His final messenger was Muhammad. To be able to make that testification, somebody who doesn't make that testification and finds himself in the ground would give up everything. He'd come back and give up everything. 600 million, 700 million, he'd give up however many millions it counts just to be able to make that statement that we're all free to make right now because
That's
we're alive.
Right.
Right? So he'd give up everything. You'd give up everything. But while we're here, Shaitan makes it seem so alluring. Just get more money, get more beauty, get more buildings,
That's right.
get more cars, get more planes, get more women, get more husbands, whatever. Just get more of this dunya. The dunya don't mean a doggone thing if you're going to go in the ground with only your good deeds that you did, fizabilillah, which is a term that we say in Arabic, but all it means is for the pleasure of your Lord. You did it
exactly,
you know, for your Lord. Those are the only deeds that you go in the ground with. So whatever you have up here on earth, whatever we have up here on earth, is meaningless. It's a facade. It could end
That's
any
all?
Second now. I mean, the brother was only going, he was getting on a plane to fly to a basketball game. He ended up on the bottom of a mountain somewhere, on the side of a mountain somewhere. We don't know when Allah is going to call us. And it don't matter how many millions or hundreds of millions that we have. If we worshiping something else, like back to the topic of this this show today, if something else is above what God is telling us to do, what Allah is telling us to do, then we are actually, whether we know it or not, worshiping that other thing, and that other thing that we're worshiping doesn't deserve to be worshiped. And because we're worshiping something other than God, we are putting ourselves in a very, very bad position as far as trying to earn Allah's mercy, which is all that really counts, is earning Allah's mercy. So don't fall for the okey-doke. Don't fall for the, you know, the dunya, the earth, the worldly life, and the fake reality that we think it is. We can't fall for that. The reality is that if we don't have enough good deeds when we go in that hole in the ground, we in trouble. That's what the reality is. It's not how big the rims on your car are, or whether you got polo clothes or Ralph Lauren or Kmart or Walmart clothes. It's how many good deeds that you've done. And that doesn't mean that you got a lot of money. That just means that you know who your Lord is, and you know what pleases him, and you tried to do it. See, if I don't know what pleases my Lord, then I can't do it and say my Lord's going to accept it, because it might be unacceptable to my Lord if I don't know that it pleases my Lord, right?
That's right.
If my Lord orders me to bring him apples and I bring him cherries because I like cherries, I can't say, well, I bought you cherries instead, oh Allah. I know you asked for apples, but I decided to bring you cherries because I like cherries. Allah may not accept those cherries. So if you think or we think because we could dance, that we're going to dance for our Lord, we better make sure that Allah likes dancing. If we know that we're going to do some deed and say that it's pleasing to our Lord, we better have some proof that that's what our Lord wants from us. And if we don't have proof, then we better just stick to what we know. And as Muslims, we know
right.
we got to pray five times a day. We know certain rules that our Prophet told us. These things are very pleasing to your Lord, so do them. And these things are displeasing to your Lord, and stay away from them. This earth and everything on it tells you the opposite. These things are good for you and society, so go ahead and do it because the people are going to say you a hot shot. And these things that the other that Allah is telling you to do, don't worry about those right now. You could do them later. So we don't want to be caught in that. We want to make sure we worship our Lord. I know I spoke for a long time. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. No, brother, you spoke well. The message and the time, as long as we got the time, the sister will let us know. But the message was very beautiful, and it was very thought-provoking for every human being that heard it and every human being that didn't hear it. It's still thought-provoking for them because they got a heart and they got a conscience and they got a soul. And they have also not been left with a heart and soul and conscience, but Allah has given them the ability to understand right from wrong, everybody. So then nobody will have an excuse on the day of resurrection and judgment to say, I don't know. And I used to think about this right here. Our Creator is so merciful. I used to think about, man, look at all the people that don't know the truth, that the Muslim Christians and others that say they know the truth are not taken to the world. Billions of people in this world don't know the truth. And I say, how's Allah going to judge them if they didn't know the truth? I mean, nobody ever brought them the truth. Well, let me share this with you about our Creator, and I believe it to be 100%. I stand to be corrected, but I still believe it to be 100%. Our Creator said all of the people that didn't get the truth, that Allah said, he sent over 200 and some thousand messengers, and he said most of them didn't even have one follower. So most of the people throughout history never, never got the truth. Because those charged to take them the truth, the majority of them, they did not do it. They falsified the truth and did their own evil thing. But Allah said on the day of Yom Kippur, resurrection and judgment, he said for all of the people who, for whatever reason, they died or whatever, they didn't get the truth or chance to know the truth, he said he's going to send a messenger to them people. And he said he's going to tell the messenger to instruct them people to walk in what looked like a fire. And he said, if the people obey the messenger and don't be frightened and walk into what looked like a fire, he said, they're gonna be, if they do it, they're going to be walking right into paradise. And he said, if they don't walk into that fire, they're going to go straight to, into the hellfire. Because Allah said when they was here on earth, he called this earth and this material world a fire of temptation. And he said, we must all go through this fire of temptation. He said, but if we have faith in him and obey him as the Imam said, trust him and obey him, he will save us from the temptation of this air fire. So everybody's going to get a chance. So you ain't going to be able to say, I didn't know what the truth was on the day of judgment. No, 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 no. You're going to get your opportunity because we have a just Creator. But why not get it right now? Why wait? It's too dangerous to wait till you die, and he talked about your deeds in the grave. Well, I want to talk about, along with your deeds in the grave, it's your intention behind those deeds when you go in the grave. If your intention was to please Allah, he did mention that too, but I want to just mention it again. If your intention was to please your Creator, then your deeds will comfort you, your good deeds, until the resurrection of the dead. The blowing of the second horn for us to rise up for judgment, you will be comforted. And if your intent was evil and you did a lot of good deeds, but you had bad intentions behind them, you will be raised up. You will be discomfort, tormented in the grave, and you will be raised up in a state of confusion and torment. And then after your judgment, you will enter the hellfire forever. So this is no joke. This is no game. This is not something to be taken, I just hear this program and I hear them talking. These are not the words of Abdul Kareem, the brother Abdul Shaheed, me, Sister Isra Abdullah. These are the words of the Quran from the Creator for all humankind. That if you want to be a humankind. See, because there are most people that's walking in a human form, they're not human beings. So if you want to be a human being, you must follow the instructions, as the brother say, of your creator who created you a human being when he put what? His divine will, spirit, in your heart. Then this is what gave you human life. So if you don't have the spirit of your creator alive, which is all good in your life, and you're striving always to please him, you're already dead. They just ain't put you in the ground yet. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, let your mind slip. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Jahid Shabazz, the reality of a creator, and our beautiful radio listening audience out there. They are bringing it to you plain and clear, so plain that even the child, the small child, can understand. So we have no excuses. If you know we are on the right path, slipping and sliding along, we know what we need to do. It all begins with self. That's why the first thing you do in the morning when you wake up is to thank your creator for waking you up and say a prayer. The last thing you do at night before you go to bed is to thank your creator for blessing you to be there, for guiding you through the day and blessing you with the goodness that he blessed you with during the day, and say a prayer. Prayer is very important. That's why we are
absolutely
taught to say a prayer 5 times a day. In fact, we need to be praying all day. It's a condition of the world and a condition of ourselves that we have allowed ourselves to be in. We need to pray all the time for our Creator, for the merciful Allah's forgiveness and his help and direction in keeping us on the straight path and guiding us to the straight path if we are on the wrong path. So we understand this life is serious. It's no game. It's nothing to play with and joke about. And now, we'll give the brother another chance here. We have about 13 minutes left here, and we'll give a brother Ali Nam from Winston-Salem again, our beautiful Imam, and we thank Allah for blessing him to join us and support us. That's Abdul Kareem. Assalamu alaikum. I'm getting hoarse. Forgive
me. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. And I guess it's always important to let anybody who's listening know that if they that all it takes to enter the fold of Al-Islam is what's called the Shahada, and it's a testimony of faith, and it's spoken verbally, so it's action, and of course you want it to enter your heart. And, you know, and we say it in Arabic. We say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And what it means is there is no God worthy, no deity, nothing worthy of worship in truth except Allah. And he's alone without partner. And that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That means that our creator didn't leave us here on this earth with no guidance. He didn't leave us here on this earth to just say, hey, run out there and just figure it out. He left us with guidance. He sent us messengers, human beings who he inspired with his word. And those human beings were many. Like the Imam said when I first turned on, he sent thousands of messengers to all people on all over the planet, everywhere. He sent messengers. And if there's somebody who didn't get the message, then Allah is going to judge with them. Allah, if somebody sincerely didn't get the message, then Allah is going to judge with them. But for most of us who have radios, who have TVs, who have access to information, we've gotten the message, and we've made a conscious decision to either accept it or say, hey, it's not socially popular right now. I used to say Islam is like the new black. You know, if somebody had a choice to pick, you know, black may not be the most popular, you know, choice. They, man, it's tough on you black guys. You know, you get stereotyped and this and that, and you don't get the jobs and this and that. You know, somebody might choose to be a different ethnicity, you know.
That's right.
But Islam is not as socially popular, but nobody could stop Islam from growing. The more
no
bad things people try to say about Islam, it seems like the more Islam grows.
It do.
Because It does, because when people hear the truth, even if you got to where the truth is because you tripped and fell, once you got there and you heard the truth, you know it's the truth. Like,
that's right.
Oh, boy, you know, this is the truth. And that's what makes us human. And that's what makes us not animals, because we don't operate on instinct all the time. We operate because we've got a brain in our head and a heart in our chest, and we know the truth. And it makes total sense that there's no God, no deity worthy of worship except the one creator that created the heaven, earth, sun, moon, and stars. And that's Allah. And it makes perfect sense that he sent us a messenger to tell us how to behave. And that messenger is Muhammad. So we got a Lord to follow and somebody who shows us the example of how to follow that the Lord, the creator of the heaven and earth. So if you have that and you choose to do that and follow him, then even if you did pass away and you had $600 million plus in the bank, that now that money benefited you because you were trying to please your Lord.
That's right.
But if you die and you ain't got 2 cents in the bank, and you died and you were trying to please your Lord, you are in the best shape possible. Anybody would want to be you, because it doesn't
That's
matter
right.
what you have in the bank. It only matters how close you are to your Lord. And
thank you.
And we pray that Allah accepts the good from us so that we could get nearer to him. As we get closer to Ramadan, we want to get nearer and nearer and nearer to our Lord so that he could accept our good deeds and forgive us for any mistakes that we make. And that way we can get into his paradise, because that's what lasts forever. This earth,
yeah.
15 minutes. It's going to last
that's
for 15
right.
minutes, you know. So I just wanted to acquiesce to that. I know time is short, Imam. So I'll turn it back over to you, inshallah. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, brother. And you're absolutely right. And that just analysis, just briefly, time is 15 minutes, like us being here. Allah say, when we reach the judgment day, he say, Allah, our creator says, it's going to be like nothing, and we never existed. And this whole creation never existed, and his world was always there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so powerful, because it's letting you know that everything here, even ourselves, is just an illusion. It's just a facade, as you said. So we should be looking. Allah, the first thing Allah say in our conclusion, Allah say, those who believe in me, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all worlds, he said, if you're going to believe in me, the first thing you have to do is you have to believe in what? The unseen. This is in the surah called Al-Mu'minun, the believers. The first thing Allah say that any human being got to do to believe in their creator is believe in the unseen. You cannot see Allah. The next thing Allah says is that you got to fear me. Even though you don't see me, you know that I see you at all times. So fear to do wrong. And even if ain't nobody around, you know that I'm around you. I'm there. I see you. And I got recording angels right there, too, recording your deeds. So never think you're by yourself and that you can hide anything from your creator. Nothing is hidden from Allah, seen or unseen, in the heavens or the earth. So with that said, I'll probably have time enough to pray, sisters. That's what we got time to pray and end the show.
Yes, but we have 6 minutes left. So you have
okay, well,
a
six,
time
okay,
for
six. Okay, well, yeah. In those 6 minutes, I would like for Brother Imam Kareem to just make another comment in those 6 minutes.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah. I'll try to say it as brief as possible, given the Allah, but in our search for the truth, you know, in our trying to gather the best information, because most people know, they know there's a God, there's a creator, And we have to worship him somehow. I mean, he's given us everything. He's given us everything, you know, everything we need to survive. And we have to worship. He's worthy of worship. So in our search for the truth, because there's so many different religions out here, we have to be able to differentiate from what man is saying and what God, what Allah is saying. What man is saying may be one thing, and it might be, might sound good. It might look good. It might deliver that message in a fancy way where it gets you excited or whatever. But we have to be able to find out what is the truth. And in Islam, the proof is in the pudding. The proof is you have a Quran in the original language that it was delivered to the messenger. God speaks to messengers. He doesn't speak to every, you know, I mean, in different ways, but he doesn't give his books to only, he gives his books to his messengers. Okay, we could all see his creation and know and look out to the sun, moon, and stars and know that there's a Lord in the world that's communicating with us, who sits over his throne in a way that befits his majesty. But as far as Allah giving us directions and saying, Abdul Karim, I want you to pray at 12:30. Abdul Karim, there's another prayer coming in at about 4 o'clock. I want you to make sure you pray that. This is how you pray it. Those messages we get from our messengers. And our messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, we have the original language, the original text, the language was spoken, and when it was written down from his companions, his direct companions who heard it directly from him, their text, we have it till this day. When they wrote down what the messenger said, we have word for word, dot for dot, what the messenger said. And what the messenger said came from Allah. In many other shows, his character was the character of the Quran.
That's
our messenger,
right?
Muhammad. So God gives us messengers, just like he gave us Abraham and Moses and Jesus and the Prophet Muhammad. We have his original text, the Prophet Muhammad's, the text of the words that he spoke, that he said God gave us. And we have a choice to follow them or to not follow them. If we choose to follow them to the best of our ability, those are good deeds that go in the grave with us when we die. If we don't, and we just throw it to the side, we could have all the deeds we want. They're only going to be for this earth. And when we go on that hole in the ground, nothing is going to count towards Allah, towards pleasing our Lord. And that means no amount of money, no amount of children, no amount of beautiful wife or wives is going to be worth going to the wrong place after we get out of that hole in the ground. So I'm just saying to anyone who's listening and to myself first, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. There's nothing, no deity, nothing worthy of worship anywhere except Allah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And his messenger, the last messenger that he sent, was the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And it's my duty to try to learn everything I can from him and about him so that I could be more pleasing to my Lord. And I pray that for my brothers and my sisters who are listening and myself.
19 seconds. We have 19 seconds.
Brother, go ahead. Go ahead on and say a prayer. No, walaikum salam. You go ahead on and say a prayer, brother, and end it.
Okay, alhamdulillah. And all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, the creator, the owner, and the ruler of the day of judgment. You alone we worship. You alone we pray for help. We pray that you show us the straight path, the path of those whom you are pleased with, and not the path of those who have earned your wrath or who have gone astray. Amen. Ameen.
Ameen. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Join us again. Next day. 12 o'clock evening. And please invite someone else to join us. Have a great and blessed day. I see you on board.